All right, my friends, I love the fact that Spearfish United Methodist Church is a teaching congregation. And so I want to introduce to you Alex Hunnis. Alex is a junior at Black Hills State University, and he and I have been talking this whole school year about his call to ministry, and he's been wanting to have the experience of preaching, and I love what he brings into the message. So would you bow with me as we pray for Alex? Gracious God, I lift up Alex today and pray that you will clear his mind, that you will clear his heart, and Lord, give him the words that you want us to hear. So Lord, open our minds and our hearts that we may truly listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Alex.
Thank you, Scott. Like Scott said, my name is Alex. So this morning, our idea for the message is talking about blessing and what that looks like in our lives. I know there's a bunch of different ways that we use this word. Maybe this person has blessings, or I feel so blessed right now, or if you sneeze, bless you. Just something simple like that. But what does blessing really mean? When I think of blessing, the first thing that comes to my mind is a gift that someone is blessed with. So you might have just this incredible intelligence and ability to retain information super well. Or maybe you've just got amazing communication skills and teaching skills. Or maybe you have just ungodly athleticism. Whatever it may be, I think it's awesome that God provides us with different gifts so we can go and use them for the calling that he has in our lives. So if you have amazing intelligence, maybe you become a doctor or a nurse or an engineer or an astronaut. That'd be pretty cool, right? Just something that requires you to use those gifts. If you have amazing communication and teaching skills, maybe you become a teacher or a counselor or a pastor or something that requires you to use those skills. Or if you have amazing athleticism, maybe you're on a college team or you get to go pro. That'd be awesome, right? The NFL, the NBA, an Olympic team, whatever your sport is. And I think it's amazing and awesome that God provides us with different gifts so we can use them. But what gift does God give to all of us? What blessing does God have for every single person in this room? In the season, we are in the season of Lent, getting ready to lead up to Easter. We're here to repent and just be in prayer and get ready for Jesus' crucifixion. And that is the gift that God has given us. God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ so he can come, die on the cross so we can be forgiven, so we can enter into a relationship with him, that we can ultimately enter his heavenly kingdom. So a few years back, I was down in the Denver, Colorado area. There's a lot to do down there, right? It's always super fun. You just have the radiant energy coming out of the city, and there's just so much to do. Go see a football game, go to a concert over at Red Rocks, maybe go to the botanical gardens or a bike park, see family. But there's one place that I always love to go when I'm in that area, and that's called the Celestial Seasonings Tea Factory. And what this place is a factory by Celestial Seasonings that produces and manufactures tea. So you can go there and you can get tours, and it's really a lot of fun. So you go and you sign up for a time to get your tour, and then maybe in the meantime you go to the gift shop, walk around, just something simple. And then your time comes. Yeah, you're excited. You get to go see your tour. So the first place you go is into the screening room where they show you like a short 10 or 15 minute video. It's kind of like the history of the company and what they do, what their goals are, just some simple things like that. Then the tour guide comes in and they take you back into the factory part. This is always a fun part. So the first thing they make you do is put on a hairnet or a beard net if you've got a beard, because they don't want you to get your hair into their supply stream. That wouldn't be good. You wouldn't want to open a box of tea and just some random person's hair is in there. So then the tour guide explains what you're about to see and goes into a little bit more about the company. And then the tour guide brings up this person called the Blend Master. And what the Blend Master is this person whose job is literally to taste tea. So they try out new flavors, ensure quality, you know, what that job comes with. And at this point, the tour guide almost always makes a joke that this guy is one of the healthiest people in the world because he drinks upwards of 50 to 60 cups of tea a day. So then you actually get to go back into the factory and experience it. And this is where the fun starts. So you go back past a bunch of rooms, you get to see some of the conveyor belts and stuff, and then you get to this one room. And this is the room that everyone is always super excited for. And this room is called the mint room. And what this room does is it stores all of the mint that the Celestial Seasonings Tea Factory uses to produce their mint teas. This room is pretty airtight, so as you can imagine, the mint lingers in this room. And they give you the opportunity to go into this room for a couple of minutes and experience it. So they open the garage-style doors and you walk in and you're just hit with the sensation of mint. If you have any congestion whatsoever, it's just gone like that. It's so cool. The best I can do to describe it is imagine drinking a very, very cold glass of water and then walking outside when it's sub-zero temperatures and snowing and then just breathing in. It's the best I can do to describe it. So you're in the mint room for a couple of minutes and then you have to go see the rest of the tour, which in itself is pretty amazing. Get to see how modern manufacturing works and the conveyor belts, and you've got robots like loading up the packages of tea and putting plastic over them and getting ready to send them out. So then you get done with the tour and you exit into the gift shop. And in the gift shop, they want you to buy something. So obviously it's intentional that you exit into the gift shop. So there's a lot you can do. You can test teas, you can buy tea, buy apparel, buy mugs. There's even a shirt you can buy that says, "I survived the mint room. Celestial Seasonings." And then you have to go on with your life, so you're in a cool area. Maybe now you go see the Green Bay Packers beat the Broncos. Or maybe now you go to that concert at Red Rocks or go to that park, see your family. But you kind of forget about the mint room and you forget what that sensation was like for you to be in there. So for us as Christians, for us as followers of Jesus, we can experience the mint room every single day through God's love. So for us, the mint room is the Holy Spirit working in our lives, is getting to go to worship service, is getting to listen to worship music in the car. But we get to experience that all the time, but we have lives, right? Maybe you're a doctor, a teacher, you're busy, I get it. So how do we remember about the mint room? How do we remind ourselves what the sensation is like, what it's like for God to be in our lives every single day? This is peppermint tea from the Celestial Seasonings Tea Factory. Every single time I see this box, every single time I taste this tea, every single time I smell this tea, it reminds me of being in the mint room and that amazing sensation that I had. So God provides us with reminders of his love as well. We've, of course, got the Bible. We can read that, and maybe you've been praying about something for a while, and then you open it up, and the answer is just kind of there. And we've got being in community with each other and worship service and worship music, just so many reminders of what God does in our lives. So we've been blessed with these reminders of God's love. But we still have lives. And we still have individual callings. So maybe God gives you the gifts, calls you to be a doctor, teacher, pastor, nurse, whatever. But what does God collectively call all of us to do as his people, as his followers? What does God want each and every one of us to do? That's what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about blessing. So God has blessed us individually so we can be a blessing to others. So we are blessed to be a blessing. And I love that. I love that quote, don't you? We're blessed so we can be a blessing. Now, what does that look like? What does it look like to bless others as followers of Christ? So right now, we're literally in the middle of a global pandemic. And I know it feels like we really can't go anywhere and we're just kind of static. Everything around us is just wrong and out of place. And I understand that. But I've seen so much good coming out of this pandemic as well. But my prayer is with every single person who has experienced loss. So the first thing that I saw coming out of this pandemic was how many people were just turning to God and experiencing him. coming to him and asking him, please, can you guide me through this? And I love the fact that people are doing that. But I've seen a lot of good come out of the churches as well, I know. I know I'm on an online service right now, and this was not a thing before pandemic hit, and I think it's going to continue to be a thing after everything goes back to normal. And there's just so much that we can do to bless each other in these times. I know this church alone does so much to bless people, so the giving program is just amazing. We're able to host meetings, give food away, help people who are food insecure, rent insecure, and help to bless them so their lives can be just a little bit easier. And I love that we're able to do that. There's so much that this church individually does, but how can we, as the body of Christ, as an individual, as a teacher, as a doctor who just happens to attend this church, how can we go out and bless people? There's a bunch of really small things that I can think of. So there's a song I like to listen to a lot, and it's called Is He Worthy? And it's by Chris Tomlin. And there's this lyric in the song that I really, really like, and it says, but do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? And for us, Jesus is that light, but for others, maybe we need to be that light for them. Maybe we need to bless them as God has called us to. So the easiest thing I can think of to go bless someone is to just be there for them. Maybe someone has experienced loss through this pandemic, and you're just there to be a shoulder to cry on, to be an open ear. Or maybe you can ask someone, can I pray for you? Like 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get a yes to that question. Or maybe it's something simple. We get a lot of snow here. Maybe someone's car isn't necessarily equipped for the snow. So you push them out if they get stuck, or you tow them out. I know when we were out in parking lot worship, I think every single week someone's car battery died. When that would happen, they'd try to start it. You'd hear the clicking of the starter and realize, oh, their battery died. So immediately someone would jump in and say, I've got jumper cables, or my car's available to help you start back up, and we get the car moving again. That's just a small, simple way that we can bless people. What else can we do? Maybe someone in line at the grocery store is a couple of dollars short, and you give them a couple bucks and make sure that they can go home with their groceries. Or maybe someone has a flat tire, you help them change it. There's an unlimited amount of little things that we can do to bless others. As Christians, that's what we're called to do. So it could be a huge gesture, giving a donation of $10,000 to a charity, or it could be something as small as jumping someone's car in the parking lot. So this week I have a challenge for you. I want you to go out and I want you to bless someone. I don't care who it is. I don't care how big of a gesture, how small of a gesture it is. They could be someone who's from this church, or they could be someone who's just passing through town, stopping for gas. But go and bless someone this week. Bless someone in any way that you possibly can. So I end with this. This is a box of tea from Celestial Seasonings. It's got 20 bags of tea in it. And the mint that was in this tea was once in the mint room. So I might need one bag of tea, but I've got 19 others. And I've already experienced the mint room. But maybe I still need that reminder. So go out this week and share the other 19 bags of tea with the community. Go and bless people in any way that you possibly can, because you remember you're blessed with the gifts that God has given you and so much more. And we remember why we're in this season, because Jesus Christ came down and got crucified so we could be forgiven, so we can enter into a relationship with him, and that's so we can ultimately enter his heavenly kingdom. So go out this week and share your tea with others and let them experience the mint room for themselves. Amen.